in at least 12 states and more than 100 towns and cities throughout the nation, today is Indigenous Peoples Day, not Columbus Day. Rather than celebrate the explorer, Christopher Columbus, Indigenous Peoples Day recognizes that Native peoples have lived here for thousands of years. Let's bring in Democratic State Representative from North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo, who several years ago helped replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day in Fargo, where she lives. Representative Buffalo, we're going to talk about the significance of this day being dedicated to Indigenous people, but there has been some resistance to changing the holiday in some places. We know a lot of Italian Americans see Columbus Day as honoring their heritage. What do you say to these folks?
Yes, so too often the first peoples or the original inhabitants of these lands that we stand on today are erased from existence in every narrative there is. And so we have the younger generation that is really leading these efforts and saying that we are still here and that they want other people to at least acknowledge their existence and the existence of their ancestors, because these are our original homelands. We don't have any other place to seek refuge, you know, where others may be able to go back to Ireland or Germany or Paris, France, you know, Africa. This is it for us. These are our original homelands, and we have our creation stories tied to these lands.
So the Pew Research Center has found Columbus Day is one of the most inconsistently celebrated U.S. holidays. It really depends on where you live. And I know you were really super active in Fargo in trying to have the day recognized as Indigenous Peoples Day. What advice do you have for others around the U.S. who want to advocate for their city or state to also adopt the day as Indigenous Peoples Day?
To not give up, to not get discouraged, and to continue pushing, because there are so many people that you can't see who are behind you, including our ancestors. And so when I think of what you just mentioned, the efforts to get Indigenous Peoples Day celebrated in Fargo, that was a very broad coalition of people who made sure that every voice mattered, and it was a very inclusive campaign. And it also included strong partnerships with our allies. So that's one key thing too, is to work at bridge building and reaching out to others and making sure it's a brave space for people to share their stories. And it's just a great opportunity to continue educating our neighbors locally, regionally, and nationally.
I wonder if you can tell us, you know, how you personally are marking Indigenous Peoples Day today.
Definitely giving thanks and offering prayers and trying to get outside as much as I can. But, you know, it's a day of remembrance, but also a day of celebration. We say that Indigenous Peoples Day is every day because we celebrate the simple fact that we are still here and that we have survived genocide. And it's our responsibility to continue moving forward and living a good, healthy life in honor of our ancestors.
You know, you were the first Native American Democratic woman elected to the state legislature in North Dakota. So I'm wondering, through elected office, now being inside the system, has that helped you advance the Indigenous causes that you fought as a community activist?
It's definitely provided an opportunity to provide a unique, comprehensive voice that was missing from these spaces previously. There are more of us coming, and I know for sure that within North Dakota, we do have two new tribal legislative sub-districts, and we're hopeful that we will have for sure two Native American women joining the state legislature in the upcoming January session.
Has there been anything particularly that you're proud of that you've been able to help impact for your people that probably wouldn't have happened if your voice wasn't at the table?
I think of two different areas. I think of the new legislation we were able to get passed in my first legislative session in 2019, which prohibits school boards from not allowing Native youth to wear eagle feather or eagle plume during their high school graduation. And then also the package of bills that focused on human trafficking prevention and awareness and missing and murdered Indigenous peoples, law enforcement training, and a database for missing people.
Well, Ruth Buffalo, thank you so much for joining us. Ruth Buffalo is a Democratic state representative in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yes, thank you. I'll say Madzagidats. Thank you in Hidatsa, in the Hidatsa language.